hear nearly 80 gigs of data in my head.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's right. You just walked into a podcast. Hello and fucking welcome to Unsound. It's a podcast about music, not the sissy ass bullshit that they play on the fucking radio, cramming that shit down your fucking ears, down your fucking throat, telling you, hey, you gotta listen to this. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm gonna play you some music that is not gonna be played on your radio. And you know what? It's okay. I'm not against radio. Radio's a good thing. But lately, Clear Channel, god damn, man, there's more room out there. There is a big sea out there with plenty of fish that could swim hard. Up, down, left and right, tricks, everything. But you get stuck listening to the same old shit. You fucking leave bands behind. And you know, I'm sitting here griping, I'm pissed off, and I'm gonna cut it short here in a minute, but goddamn, man, fucking shit. It takes me all of 10 minutes to go online, find a band, and go, damn, that was pretty fucking cool. But radio execs are like, he doesn't wear makeup, and, fuck, dude. What are these people thinking, dude? Yeah, I admit, I like the radio. There is some good shit on the radio, man. I get down with it. I get down. Like, shit. Fuck. Gotta work. Gotta listen to something. But that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's because I listen to the radio all day. And it gets a little boring. You listen to a song 3, 4, 5, 6 times over and over and over in a 6-hour period. I mean, come on, dude. I got more creativity in my right tit than the fucking radio does. I mean, come on. So I started going online, and I find music readily available, mainly through MySpace, and bammo, I make a show. And here we go. Fuck the bullshit. Here's a band that won't be played on the fucking radio. Fucking rock. They fucking get you hard. You know what I'm saying? They fucking just fuck it. You want to hit something. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. It's called The Bones. Eat it.
Doing what I wanna do. I like to drink and gamble. Justice make me a fool. Oh no,
no.
Like a rock and roll party. All
That's what I'm talking about. That one from the Bones, my personal favorite, was called Until I Die. Here's another one called Not a Love Song.
Take a look around. Just throw it down, yeah. Two tons of
That was The Bones. And that last song I played, overlaid with the song before, was Spit It Out. Okay, I'm going to walk you into another band. This band's called the Ducky Boys. They're from Massachusetts. Mass, as I like to call it. And they're going to rock out for you, just like the first band. And you're going to fucking like it. You don't have a fucking choice. There is no fucking yes or no. This is not a democracy. We don't live in a democracy. And if we did, I wouldn't fucking listen to you bastards. This is about music. This is about bands working their asses off and not getting played on the freaking radio. I mean, you know, you listen to the radio. Yeah, there's good music on there. Yes, yes. But make room, dude. You know what I'm saying? Make room for the guys out there that have a chance, that work their asses off, and have got something going on. And that's my gripe. You know what I'm saying? And then I come across a band like the Ducky Boys. It's a crazy, wacky, crazy name. You know? And then I find a song that the Ducky Boys are playing called Pass You By, and I gotta play this song and a couple more, so I'll shut the fuck up and you're gonna listen. Here you go, the Ducky Boys, Pass You By.
We've all been down before. We say we learn from our mistakes. And I keep coming back again, baby. Oh, 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 oh. Hey kid, you're young. You're tasting freedom. You're having fun. One life,
one life,
one shot,
one shot,
one chance. You gotta take what you got.
Alright, here's one more from the Ducky Boys called Two Thieves.
There will be no death.
When we dance to the hill, cause
no one really cares.
The two thieves ain't the savior.
There will be no death.
When we dance to the hill, cause
no one really cares.
The two thieves ain't the savior. When we live through these times so tough, it seems like no one understands. But you went out the back door, kid, and I went out the front again. Well, I was there, young and scared. But I walked away from that dark place, and now I turned around to see.
There'll be no tears.
When we dance to the hill, cause
no one really cares.
The Visa and the Savior.
There'll be no tears.
When we dance to the hill, cause
no one really cares.
The Visa and the Savior. Well, you got a shortcut route from the prince laid out for you. There came a time that
a savior.
This one from the Ducky Boys called Celebrate.
A mother's eyes, they've been crying. The president sent a boy away.
Okay, shit chokes, here we go. I got one more band, the hell out of New York, fucking New York. You know where the fuck that is, you motherfuckers? Here they are, the Kill Takers with Boiling Point.
Take it back, try to come around here, boy. You see something different in me.
And one more for you hardcore. Here we go. The Kill Takers. Busting it out from New York, New York. The Ghost.
There is a ghost of Christmas past. When a boy received a present that his father put in his hands, but he swore it was a curse. So don't ever say a word. We are bound until death.
Okay, alright, that concludes the show. I hope you liked it. If you didn't, fuck you. And I got a little special something for you. If you sit through the silence, you're going to hear a lost pre-intro that I did that I just didn't feel it worked. But it's who I am. And sit through it if you want. But right now, thank you for listening to the show. Good night. All right, here we go. We're going to play a podcast. If you don't know what a podcast is and you came across this through MySpace or through your computer, sit down, shut the fuck up, and listen. All right, this podcast is about bands. It's about music. And this is about bands and music that don't get played on the radio, but I fucking dig. That fucking simple. If you don't get it, hit yourself on the fucking head. Never come back to my fucking podcast. Never listen to my shit. Put a shotgun in your mouth and choke on it, motherfucker. MySpace. MySpace. Big time in the news. Talking about these girls, if it happened, it's fucked up. But these girls talking to guys, sending IMs through MySpace going, oh my God, this guy, he told me to come over to his house and he took advantage of me. Listen, come on, man. First of all, You're on the fucking internet trying to pick up a dude? Stupid. Hey. But 12, 13-year-old girls are getting abused by punk-ass motherfuckers that are using MySpace to pick up chicks. Listen, any of you motherfuckers on MySpace trying to be cool, dude, my smelly ass balls are cooler than your whole fucking shitty ass make-believe life. And let me tell you something, man. MySpace wasn't created to be cool and pick up chicks. It was created for bands. Bands like I Play and Try and Find to get hooked up and so other people can listen. That's what it's about, man. You motherfucking shitbag motherfuckers trying to pick up stupid-ass little girls. Man, pick my ass up, motherfucker. Pick my ass up. That's what I got to fucking say about that. I'll wreck your fucking world, bitch. Yeah, come pick me up, you bitch. You motherfucker. I'm so fucking pissed off right now, man. Everybody's telling me MySpace is bullshit. MySpace is about fucking perverts. You know what, motherfucker? I understand. I fucking do. A lot of old people out there that don't use MySpace, don't know what it is, want to down it, want to say, hey, listen, man. This is bad for our little girls. You know what, motherfucker? You know what parent means? No. You got no clue. You've got no fucking clue. A parent has a right to tell a child no. Okay? Put the fucking Pop-Tarts in the fucking trash, you shitbag motherfuckers. Stop buying your goddamn motherfucking infinities and put your kid in a real school, because you know fucking public school's bullshit, motherfuckers, and you want to fucking sit back and you want to just do your own shit. You want to let your fucking kid go, oh my god, I've been abused by a MySpace person. You know what? You were an idiot, dude. Wake the fuck up. You, it's like a person goes, I'm going to lay down in the middle of a road that's barely driven on because it's beautiful and I want to take in the scenery. A car comes by and runs them over. Whose fucking fault is it? You put yourself in a place that is dangerous, you know? And parents, all of a sudden, after an incident, want to go, oh, let's bash in this road. Let's close down this road. This road is too dangerous for our children. What the fuck are you doing letting your children on the fucking road lay down and get run over? You fuckwads. You want to blame MySpace? Come to my fucking house. Come to my fucking space, motherfucker. Bitch.